With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enroll in grades K to 12 at chooseprimavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
News Talk 830 WCCO. Time is 2:08. It is a Tuesday. Chad Hartman is off today. Is Chad golfing today? Is that what he's doing?
You know it.
Yes. Just taking a day off to golf?
It's
he's a god.
It's a tournament situation. You got to be there for your team, man.
Okay, I got you.
I don't know. Whatever. If he's off between the months of June through September, even into early October, 9 out of 10 times he's on
good.
The golf course.
Odds are good he's playing golf. Yep. All right. Hey, I ain't mad at him. It's a beautiful day. I was there for that. No doubt about it. Chris Eggert here, 5 Eyewitness News. Glad to be keeping the chair warm for DeRussia. He'll be here at 3 o'clock. All kinds of good things for him to talk about. If you've been watching the news, if you've been paying attention to the Fed, you've been paying attention to interest rates. I think I read like 7 different stories today, this morning when I was looking through the news. And all kinds of like different random economic indicators of how people are doing. I saw that the Disney theme park numbers are down. A lot of speculation there that that is because people just can't afford to spend that much money to go to Disney. It's not cheap to go to Disney, or they're not willing to spend that kind of money. Real estate market's slowing down. Interest rates are still high, even though the Fed has been, took it down a notch. But there's a big question right now as to when that will actually equate to any sort of change in mortgage rates. Also, story that people are cutting back on subscriptions. They're cutting back on, things that they set up for auto delivery on Amazon, or they're cutting off, Netflix or whatever it might be. So there's all kinds of these different indicators are out there that people are tightening their belts. And I wanted to get some perspective on that. And I just love this guy. He is so knowledgeable and fun to talk to about something that can be a bit of a wonky subject. Professor Tyler Shipper from University of St. Thomas. Professor, how are you?
Good. How about yourself?
Not too bad. How's everything going today?
Well, I took the morning off, but I went to the dentist. So apparently not as good as who you're subbing for. Huh?
You should have been golfing. I would say that would have been much more fun than going to the dentist. With all due respect to your dentist, I'm sure it was great. So, Professor, I just sort of ran through a bunch of different, economic indicators. What, as a guy who's an economist and an expert at this, what do you see going on right now?
When I wake up and sort through the news too, it's much the same experience as for you. That the part of the reason why you're seeing so many articles right now is because at the bottom line, people are nervous about the economy and they're still feeling pinched. And so, I think if you start to look at news articles through that lens, part of the reason there's so many of them out there right now is because that's how consumers are feeling at the end of the day.
And there's this competing information where you look at the markets. The markets have been just absolutely doing great. And I think that's confusing for people how that can be going on, while on the other hand, all these other things are being impacted in a different way.
Yeah, more and more, I've kind of been thinking about seeing the economy as kind of divided into three parts, where we have, two-thirds. So think about regular people, okay? Regular people are really feeling pinched, and they say so when you ask them in survey data, which is why consumers of surveys right now are pretty abysmal. But you also have that one-third of the economy, the wealthier people in the economy who feel really good about their stock market portfolios right now. Their jobs seem to be going pretty good, and they're still the ones that are out there spending, which is helping keeping economic growth up. So for two-thirds of the economy, it feels like a rough job market. It feels like we're spending too much for everything. For about a third of consumers, they're feeling a little bit better about things, and that kind of keeps things on the track for now.
Well, let's just operate under the assumption that the listening audience and the people who are, you know, watching the TV in the morning and whatnot fall into that two-thirds that are not, you know, wealthy investors. What do you see? Do you see anything on the horizon that could start to bring some of these prices down, that could start to bring grocery prices down, that could start to impact interest rates and bring them down?
Yeah, I think there's both some good news and bad news in there. On the price front, I'm concerned that I don't exactly see where the slowdown in prices comes from in the next 6 months. I think that tariff policy is still leaking through into prices, and some of the immigration policy is also making food prices tick up as well. And so at least for right now, those two effects probably don't meaningfully reduce people's prices or even slow how fast they're growing. Interest rates, as the Fed continues to cut rates, hopefully their next couple meetings, we hopefully will see a little bit more of a cool off in mortgage rates. Now, not back to where they were pre-pandemic, but for people that have been waiting on the sideline, maybe those mortgage rates look just a little bit more enticing, and we could see the real estate market maybe start to warm up again.
Well, and I had a really interesting conversation with a realtor friend a month or so ago about the mortgage rates too. And I, and me not being an economist, and I was like, well, if they drop the rates, you know, super low again, if the Fed does, will the mortgage companies follow suit, and housing sales will get great again? And that's one theory, but that's not necessarily the way it could go too, right? Can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah. So where this is stemming from is that when we think about the Federal Reserve changing interest rates, that's a short-term interest rate. So it most directly affects other short-term interest rates. Think things like your credit card or car loans, where your mortgage rates, especially like a 30-year mortgage, is more closely tied to longer-term interest rates. For instance, like what investors might loan the U.S. government money for a 10-year period of time, the 10-year Treasury bill, it's more closely linked to that. So if the government, for instance, is borrowing a lot of money, we might see mortgage rates come down less quickly than other rates in the economy. So there are just different pressures on both ends of that kind of time spectrum. And so even if the Fed cuts rates, it'll help. It doesn't hurt, but it's not as direct of a linkage as we might think about for credit cards.
I appreciate you pointing that out. And real estate is such a fickle, and I'm noticing, and I don't know if you've noticed in your neighborhood too, it seems like houses are, you know, on the market a lot longer. But I think the argument you'll hear from realtors is, well, I mean, if you really want to buy a house, you got to get in there at some point. So it may not take much to motivate people if the interest rates just drop a little bit, you know?
Right. And, you know, I think based on my own personal anecdotes and experiences buying and selling homes recently, that a couple months ago, at least in the Twin Cities, the real estate market was really strong. Houses were going to multiple offers. And it does seem like things have slowed down quite a bit here as we just, hopefully, fingers crossed, sold our house a couple days ago. But it seemed like a very different environment. You did not have as many people coming out for open houses and things. And that probably reflects some of the kind of doom and gloom headlines you've seen about the labor market in particular.
So give me some good news. Give me something optimistic when you look ahead to what could be coming in the economy.
Oh, yeah.
Your pause is not, good.
I just took a deep breath. I have a couple things. So I think there's both, there's cynical retorts to both of these, but I think that the Federal Reserve lowering interest rates, I think they're doing it far enough in advance that hopefully we can stay out of a recession. It might mean slower growth in the near term, but it also means that we don't see large-scale layoffs like some people were worrying about. So I don't know if that's good news or just the lack of bad news. The other one that I think is interesting is that there's still a role for AI to increase productivity in the future. Mm-hmm. I think we're still figuring out what role it's going to play, but there's bigger and bigger investments being made by Silicon Valley and in tech, and it's helping push the economy along. So if those bets start to pay off in ways that increase productivity in the future, that could be another big boost for the economy in the next couple of years. There's the necessary downside, right?
Yep.
That hopefully it doesn't replace people, and we figure out a better way to make sure that companies are utilizing AI in a way that also increases demand for labor.
Well, and that's something that you see right now with your job. You're a professor at University of St. Thomas, and you think about all these kids who are going to be graduating and what kind of job market they're going into, and you hear a lot of discussion about AI, and that in a lot of cases, AI can be doing some of the jobs that, like, you know, first-year employees might be doing, college students. So that it's not a great outlook for them either, is it, right now?
It's not a great outlook for them, and I think part of what's happening in higher education is that we're rethinking about what our students need, that it's going to be a lot more about, you know, yes, AI can produce these outputs, but you still need a relationship with somebody else at your company to make sure they can understand those outputs. And so really still leaning into what we've always done at St. Thomas is focusing on making sure students can communicate and build relationships so they can leverage these tools when they go out there into the workforce. So it does require rethinking, but I'm hoping that as companies start to figure out how AI actually benefits them, they figure out that they still need workers and that workers can do more for them now that they have these tools.
Yeah, I guess I kind of feel like everyone's become so hyper about the AI thing, but a lot of it's just because nobody really quite knows. Everybody wants to, mm-hmm. the big companies want to be in on it. They want to have some sort of some hand in it. But when, at the end of the day, nobody really knows what it's going to be doing a year from now or 2 years from now.
I'll air my pet peeve here, which is CEOs getting to talk to the media and talking like it's a good headline that they're going to drop headcount by 3,000. I think it sounds calloused. It seems out of touch. And I'd rather see headlines about companies, hey, we figured out how this really powerful tool can make our workers more productive, and we're going to be more profitable because our workers can do more than other companies can.
Yeah, I like the way you think about that. That makes sense. Professor, thanks so much. Hey, congratulations on, is it a done deal? I don't want to knock on wood or something.
Oh, let's not jinx it yet.
Okay.
We have signed contracts, but we have not closed. So we're still in fingers crossed mode over here.
Okay. Well, good luck. Hope it works out.
Okay.
Thanks, Professor. Good to
Thank
talk
you.
To you. WCCO talking text line, 651-461-9226. Are you making cuts in your life economically? Are you trimming the fat certain ways? Are you worried about what comes next? Or are you feeling fine? I'd love to hear your comments. News Talk 830-WCCO.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
News Talk 830 WCCO. Time is 2:24. Appreciate you listening today. It's a beautiful day outside. 70 degrees outside. It is awesome out.
It's okay.
It is awesome.
If you're you're one of those fall guys, aren't you?
Are you not?
No.
This is the best time of year.
That's not true. Summer's the best time
Stop
of year.
Stop it with
don't
that
lie
nonsense.
To yourself.
Stop
don't
it.
Don't lie to the rest of us. You're supposed to be a trusted newsman.
First
man.
Of all, it's not, it's too warm. If you really want to, if you really want to know my opinion, I'm not supposed to have one as a newsman, but I'll throw out, it needs to be a little more crisp outside.
Oh, stop it. You don't even know what crisp means. That's just a buzzword you fall people like to throw out when you put your hoodies on.
A hoodie was a bad choice today though. I will concede to that. I'm sweating. It's too warm. So you're a summer guy. I mean, listen, who's going to hate on summer?
You?
But I'm going to go with a prefer fall, and it should be a little crisp.
Okay, this is summer leftovers, first of all. And just, you know what? Let's come to an agreement.
Okay.
We all despise winter. We're at least not those winter people that say, you know what? I'm never happier than when I'm snowshoeing across the frozen tundra and my snot's freezing on my face.
I like winter, but... Yeah, the cold is what really, if it was just winter, it'd be fine. That's the
kind of comes with it.
Yeah. It's
package
the,
deal.
It's the 30 degrees below zero. Yeah. And every one of the broken cars in my driveway is like, you know, on death's door. And
how many do you have?
At the moment, only one at the moment. The
Congratulations.
Other one, and the other one that was new got hailed on 2 days ago. So that's pretty cool.
Great.
I know a lot of you had hail the other night. It was bad, 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 bad. And the contractors are out.
Mm-hmm.
They are combing the neighborhoods.
You got to get those roofs on before it gets cold.
So the reason I like fall, admittedly, is because it's football season. Wonderful time of year. Crisp outside. Leaves are changing. Watching some football. That's not the case at U.S. Bank Stadium because you're inside. But maybe it's a door open day at U.S. Bank Stadium. Are you bullish or bearish on the Vikings? Where we're at right now.
Well, it's a very difficult question.
I'm both.
You can absolutely be both.
Yeah.
Is Christian Darrisaw going to stay healthy? That would be nice. That was good last week.
Yep.
And what's the quarterback situation going to be like?
Well, I think that's shaping up to be that whole thing's going to be. It wouldn't be Minnesota if there wasn't a quarterback controversy,
no,
right?
No, that's true.
It's just got to be. Just as the sun comes up in the morning, there's some kind of quarterback controversy in Viking land.
Yes, and you'd love it to be JJ. You'd love for him to be the guy, right? But, man, that's seven bad quarters.
Maybe not quite ready yet.
Third to one.
Let's put that bread back in the oven and let it firm up a little bit more before we...
And I don't know why you can't do that.
Yeah.
I don't know why you can't do that within a game. Why?
That's true too.
You know, in hockey, you can pull a goaltender.
Yeah.
In baseball, a starting pitcher, an ace, can be rolling, and the manager can come out and say, "No, we're not going the third time through the order. We don't trust you'll be able to do with it. Do it." And you know what? They might complain, and they'll also come back for their next start,
hungry.
Everything's fine.
Yep.
Everything's great. But the quarterback. Oh, you can't touch the quarterback. They're too fragile.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll ruin his self-esteem.
His mojo. Yeah.
Yes, the mojo will be gone. No, you could even have within a game. You know what? Carson looked okay last week. Wasn't great, but good enough. When JJ's healthy, Carson could start. And you could even say, you know what? JJ's going to play a series or two in the second quarter, and then Carson's going to come back.
What if the quarterback whisperer, Coach Kevin O'Connell,
mm-hmm.
were to come up with a strategy where they would build the offense around which quarterback was in.
Perhaps have a package of plays that each would be most successful at running.
And then he looks like an even more of a genius
mm-hmm.
because he's taken two quarterbacks and come up with you know, two different game plans, basically.
Yeah, take that, Sean McVay.
Boom. Well, I definitely, Wentz had a lot of great moments. He wasn't perfect. I mean, the game was, it was a ridiculous blowout. And I'm happy for him that he won. And I guess he grew up a Vikings fan. He's a North Dakota guy. And I think that's fantastic. That's I want him to succeed. Great. I mean, I'm glad. I mean, I don't think anybody thought Sam Darnold was going to have the year he had last year either, right?
Of course not. It helps when the other team drops the ball 12 times.
Yeah, they were bad.
It's amazing.
They were just
the amount
bad.
Of fumbles in the first half was truly incredible.
It was almost like that first half lasted 4 hours.
Well, the last 2 minutes took about an hour and a half because the Vikings kept getting fumbles and scoring.
Oh my God, this is insane. Yeah, I just feel like there's going to be, you know, we'll see how JJ's ankle recovers, but I feel like at some point here there's going to be, ankle's not quite ready yet. But we'll have to see how Wentz does on. It's a Sunday morning game.
Two in a row.
It is against Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. This is the 8:30 game. Will you be watching?
Yeah, I think I'll put it on.
Yeah.
Why not? It's a great time to have a game.
It is a great time to have a game.
Much better than noon or 3 o'clock.
I'm sure you'll go to church afterwards.
Well, I'm a Catholic. I can go Saturday night. Cheater.
Look at that.
Yeah.
You might miss some college football, though.
Oh, no, not that. Oh, that's terrible.
So, Minnesota Lynx, speaking of our most successful franchise
here.
Let's
go get them tonight, ladies.
So you were saying, I like this story that you were saying, and I think you see a bit of a cultural shift. I think most people will tell you this is a Twins and Vikings town if you really had to survey people.
Sure.
But I think you also can go, listen, the Lynx have been wildly successful. They've got a great fan base. They got a great organization. And you saw somebody walk, a dude walking down the street with a Lynx jersey.
Yeah, I just thought it was something that maybe you wouldn't see 5-10 years ago.
Yeah.
A guy wearing business attire, had a button-down shirt on, the nice pants, and a Nafisa Collier jersey over the top. And I just thought, is that the Caitlin Clark effect?
That's a good question.
I mean, the last several years, I've seen kids, boys, wearing Iowa basketball Clark jerseys. I thought, wow, that's interesting. That's kind of neat. You know, boys are perfectly fine wearing a female athlete's jersey.
Yeah.
And now I see it on a grown businessman who I would bet, since he's wearing the jersey today, very good chance he's got tickets to the game tonight. Struck me as something that
you wouldn't have seen
years ago.
Yeah,
a man wearing that. A women's athlete's jersey,
and they draw a good crowd, and it's good for downtown.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good to see things going on downtown.
Yep,
would love to have them a nice robust playoff run. Got somebody on the CCO talking text line disagrees that this was a Twins and a Vikings town. This person said this is a Wolves town. I appreciate your opinion.
It's not.
I don't think we're there yet.
No, it is a Vikings town, and it's not even close. Then it's a Twins town. Then it's a Wolves town.
I think as a basketball fan, I would love it. I would love it if this was a Wolves town, but we're just not. Which is funny, though, because we're waiting for the Wolves to have this great success year. And by the way, we've been waiting for the Vikings to have that year.
It's coming any one of these years.
It's always... It's always going to be next year.
My daughter was asking me on Sunday, because I had checked the score at halftime and we were out doing something.
Yep.
Holy cow, they're up 34-3. Daddy, when's the last time the Vikings won the Super Bowl? Oh, sit down there, honey. We've got some things to discuss.
Well,
do you know they haven't even played in it in my lifetime? Do you know how old Daddy is?
It's crazy. It is crazy. Yeah, that's I like the comment. Listen, I wish it was a Wolves town as much as, but you know, we got to keep Ant here. You got to have that franchise guy to make a good run. I think Garnett or just somebody like that to wrap, gives a team an identity. And I think that's been something that's been maybe missing for them. I mean, obviously with him, he needs to stop cursing. A very foul mouth.
Naughty Ant.
That's because he's 19 years old.
Yeah. Well, but he's a great hooper, so we forgive him.
Yeah, right? No, it's fine. Newstalk 830 WCCO. Love to hear from you. Comments, questions, concerns. If you missed it earlier, we had a very robust conversation about President Donald Trump and his unveiling of the announcement yesterday about acetaminophen, and saying that it can lead to autism for pregnant mothers who take it. And so you can go back and check that out on the Chad Hartman podcast if you're so inclined. What else did we talk about earlier that we had some pretty robust? The Jimmy Kimmel conversation was pretty good. Had some robust conversation about that. He's back.
Talked a little bit about the Capital Security, MLB, with the announcement
got
the robot umpires.
By the way, somebody
year.
On the talk and text line commented that I referred to the robots as robots.
It seemed like a bit.
It's a bit. It's a joke. I've always just called them robots.
You're just being a wacky Chris Eggert.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why I did that. So just maybe I'm tired. That could be it. So we had a 5 Eyewitness News story that ran last night that I thought was very good. Our investigative reporter, Eric Rasmussen, went out and checked out a new line that cost all kinds of millions of dollars. You may or may not be surprised to find out what the results of our investigative reporting was. I want to tell you a little bit about that when we come back. You're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
News Talk 830 WCCO. Kudos to producer Dave Harrigan for finding a playlist that all had to do with pharmaceuticals and drugs. And this is on the Tylenol news from yesterday. You even came up with a song called, was it Tylenol or acetaminophen?
It had acetaminophen in the lyrics.
What was it? I don't have any idea what the song is.
The White Stripes song, Girl, yeah. You Have No Faith in Medicine is the name of the tune.
Okay.
Acetaminophen, you see the medicine. Oh, girl, you have no faith in medicine.
So what was the song that just played?
That was Warren Zevon, a tune called Charlie's Medicine.
Okay. There you go. Good job. How many?
Thank you.
You have one more song to come up with?
One more
to
go.
Ooh, I can't wait. It's like a lottery. It's very exciting. Very exciting. I brought this up before we went to the break. By the way, Chad's off today. Chris Eggert with Channel 5. One of my very talented coworkers at Channel 5, investigative reporter Eric Rasmussen, who I used to work with in Orlando. he and I used to work at the same TV station way back in the day.
Hmm.
Way back in the day. The guy, he everything he touched, he's just a very good journalist. Comes up with very good stories. Smart storyteller. If you're not familiar with him, get yourself acquainted with him. He's good. So he did a story last night that aired 10 o'clock on Channel 5 about the new Gold Line, which is the bus rapid transit line that starts out in Woodbury, and then it goes to downtown St. Paul. And you may or may not be surprised to hear this. It just opened. And the July data shows that the weekday rides were above 1,400 for the first time since it opened, but far short of what was projected as 5,900 daily rides.
Mm-hmm. Opened about 6 months ago.
So Eric rode the bus 10 days straight or something.
Nice of him to help with the ridership numbers. No, it's 1,401.
Yeah, no, that's right. I hope he factored that in. There's nobody on the buses. Some days there was no one on the bus.
Who drives that route every day as a Woodbury resident, I can confirm.
Yeah.
Sometimes there is nobody on the buses.
As a Woodbury resident, do you have feelings about this? Do you feel the money could have, is it being put to good use right now?
One could argue it's not, Chris.
I'm not trying to put you on the spot.
No, it was mildly annoying when they were building the whole transway along 94 and obviously then having to go through Woodbury and tear up roads and, you know, it's construction for the last couple of years. And Woodbury's been bonkers for other reasons too.
Yep.
But it was just an idea that, okay, you're going to get people from Woodbury, and there's stops along the way in the St. Paul area around like Sunray Shopping Center. People know around 94 on the 3M area.
Yep.
Okay, you're going to get us to downtown St. Paul. And because nobody's...
Wild Games?
In downtown St. Paul.
Does do you know if it runs... I'm not sure. Does it run late enough? Like you could take it to a Wild Game or something?
I don't know the hours. Yeah. I have to look at that. But I mean, it'll take you to Union Depot, which is a good walk to a Wild Game.
Oh, yeah.
In January.
No,
it just made no sense. And I get you can get on the train, I guess, then from Union Depot if you're continuing on to Minneapolis. Okay, add another 45 minutes to an hour.
So from Woodbury to downtown Minneapolis, it'll take me 2 hours.
Yeah, it's just not worth the effort for, I would think, 98% of Woodbury residents who all have cars because we live in Woodbury, which is, in the burbs.
Right.
Which is where Minnesotans around the Twin Cities often like to live, in the burbs.
Somebody just pointed out the WCCO talking text line, 651-461-9226, that they also use double buses.
Mm-hmm.
So
a lot of double.
You got these giant what's that called?
The accordion buses?
Yeah, is it
acetaminophen.
It's acetaminophen buses filled up. Yeah, mass transit, you can any number of stories throughout history. Most of the time is never going to be a money-making operation. Mm-hmm. It's how... and so they start planning on something like this years and years and years and years ago.
Sure.
Maybe when office occupancy was a lot different in downtown St. Paul at the time. And if you've been down there lately, there's not much going on. A lot of empty buildings.
Mm-hmm. When construction began, however, that was the case.
Yeah.
It's not like they started building it 10 years ago.
Yeah, no, that's true.
The idea I'm sure came about. It just feels like something they could have said, do we need to build the entire transitway, tunnel through areas, build some new bridges and all of that? Or could we find a better way to use the money?
And I'm sure they'll say, this money was allocated for this. We had to do it, use it or lose it.
We talk to somebody, explain the situation.
Well, the bigger picture context of this, by the way, you can read this on KSDP.com in the investigative section, but the bigger picture context of this, too, is a couple things. They're talking about doing a similar thing up through from downtown Minneapolis up to Brooklyn Center. And the discussion was, should we build a rail line like the Southwest Light Rail, which not, I wouldn't say on time or on budget. Would that be a fair way to say?
It's been a struggle.
Yeah,
it's been a struggle. I think we're up to $19 trillion.
Yeah, I think a boondoggle is a good word for that.
That's a good word for anything.
Throw down a good boondoggle. And what to do then from the line from Minneapolis up to the North Metro? Because the discussion now is put in one of these bus rapid transit lines, like the one that was just built in Woodbury.
It doesn't make sense to me. Either one.
Yeah.
Either one, to have the, you know, specific transit line there. You know, you're building these, like I said, the road that's specific only for the buses. Kind of like train tracks. Hard to move those things.
Yep.
Difficult to move when populations shift. Perhaps when you realize the ridership isn't quite what you were hoping it was going to be. We are a very spread out town.
Yep.
That's not going to change probably ever.
No.
So I like the idea of buses, but flexibility. You know, I don't think we need to build the rapid transit ways. We don't need to build rail lines out into the burbs when 30 years from now, who knows where people are going to live? Who knows how things are going to shift?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
Of course I am.
I think there's an opening at the Met Council if you're interested in.
Yeah. I don't think anyone wants any part of the Met Council.
Listen, that's a tough job.
It's a thankless job.
It's an easy target, too, because what they're doing is very public, and you can see what's going on there, and obviously not going well. So loving to hear your comments on this. Somebody asked, what I don't understand is why they wouldn't have included bike lanes through this area if they spent the money for the buses. I mean, one could argue if there's one or two people on every bus, there might be one or two people who would be willing to take a bike ride in.
Sure.
So it's a good point. Yeah. KSTP.com. You can read that story.
Good job, Eric. Yeah.
Good job, Eric. Eric's a good guy. All right. Jason DeRush is going to be here in a moment. We have something we want to talk. He's the foodie guy. You know, DeRush eats.
He does.
Sure. You following him on all his platforms,
his
TikTok and his Instagram and his, you know, all them. So we have a food issue to talk with them about. It's controversial.
Always is.
It's nothing but
controversy.
There's
not
nothing but controversy.
Controversy.
That's nothing but controversy that comes out of this mouth over here. There is a food item that eating just one of them could be causing you major health problems. It's scary.
Acetaminophen?
Be scared. No. We'll talk to Jason about that when we come back. News Talk 830 WCCO. Time is 2:53. News Talk 830 WCCO. Time for the Lindis Time Check. Time to upgrade your roof with impact-resistant GAF asphalt and shingles. 75% off installation labor through September 30th. And I know a lot of you out there probably looking for a new roof or trying to get somebody to come and check out their roof right now. Did you get hail the other night?
You know, we didn't. Alyssa and I were going out to eat in St. Paul.
Of course
that
you were.
Night.
Of course you were.
Big fan.
You're out.
Out and about.
You're out just empty nesting.
How is it going for you, the empty nest?
We don't work the same hours.
Your life is still miserable.
It's all right.
Yeah, fine. I'm not. Like, it's wonderful. It's a great privilege being able to talk to people every morning. It was Friday. Wasn't that when the hail happened?
Sunday night.
Oh, it hailed Sunday too?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
Bad.
Friday was just massive downpour.
Yep, like tropical downpour.
Yeah. Yeah. Luckily, I keep like three umbrellas in my trunk. Very useless when you're like leaving work and all of a sudden but it did come in handy.
That's good.
We went to Hyacinth on Grand Avenue. I just put a video up about
it. Nice.
Yeah, real good.
So did you see this thing about the milkshakes?
No.
There's a story that came out that...
You're talking about...
The milkshake
that brings all the boys to the yard?
Yes. One milkshake. One.
Yeah.
Can kill you.
Whoa.
Maybe not quite kill you. But that one.
You get a local news guy on
the
radio.
I had to really amp it up.
What's in your milkshake? What's in your cup could kill you tonight at 10 o'clock. I mean, already you guys exposed that, like, in August, nobody was riding the bus to work. Wow. You guys checked that out on Friday?
He put in the work. He saw the numbers. So, yeah, your milkshake could kill you.
I believe it. It's worth it, though.
As the man about town with the food, who does the best milkshake in town?
Huh. That, honestly, it's a, you have found a gap in my food knowledge. Now, there are tons of great tons of great ice cream shops, but like I guess if you're a good ice cream, are you necessarily like automatically a good milkshake?
A great question.
I don't know, because milkshake is all about like getting the right thickness.
The viscosity. The mix of
Do you like stuff? Items? Do you like stuff in your milkshake?
I'll be honest with you, I don't think I've had a milkshake in 10 years.
Yeah.
Because I live a healthy lifestyle.
Me too.
Snuffy's probably for my money.
Oh, Snuffy, great. Pretty good. It's a malt. I am more malt than milkshake myself. If I'm going to indulge, I would prefer the malt.
Okay. That's a controversial take right there.
Is it?
Too.
Is that that hot?
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you have? I'm not afraid.
What do you malt have? Powder at 10.
What do you have coming up?
There are a couple things that I agree with President Trump on today. Whoa, that is going to really confuse our audience for sure.
Well, you're all liberals, that's why.
We're going to talk about the work visas, and we're going to talk about the United Nations. Is it important anymore? I don't know. We'll talk about that. We got some nonsense. We're starting with nonsense. Don't worry.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at chooseprimavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the Works Package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit fordservice.com for important details and limitations.